All right, what's good? I'm back, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Ballin' with Tyler Todd. Yes, I didn't have an episode last week because I straight up literally just forgot. But we're back this week, and my gosh, there was a lot of stuff that happened in not even really baseball, but just sports in general. Got some preseason football as well, but again, trying to stick to just one specific thing, and we got to talk about baseball. Probably the biggest storyline that happened last week that pretty much everyone is still talking about. Oh, it just pains me to even discuss it, but I have to. San Diego Padres superstar Fernando Tatis. If you haven't heard the news, it's been out for over a week now. He is suspended 80 games after testing positive for PED. And oh my goodness, it is just the biggest shit pile mess ever. But so for all of you that don't know, obviously PED, you know, violating the PED policy, which is like using steroids or just like any of like that kind of criteria. He didn't use roids, but this is basically what it is. So this is from Jeff. This is an article from Jeff Passan, who works for ESPN Reporter. This is from August 12th, so 7 days ago, because that's when the statement and everything, when it happened initially. So I'm just going to read the entire thing so everyone has like an idea of like really what happened, because there's just been more and more garbage that's happened in recent days with excuses from Tatis and, yeah, just players on the teams having their opinions about it. So it's just a horrible look. So anyway, here we go. San Diego Padres shortstop Fernando Tatis Jr. has been suspended for 80 games after testing positive for close to ball, a performance-enhancing substance in violation of Major League Baseball's Joint Drug Prevention and Treatment Program. Tatis' suspension, announced by MLB on Friday, is effective immediately, not this Friday, but last week, meaning the All-Star shortstop cannot play in the majors this year. In a statement, Tatis said he is not appealing the ban, as it was his mistake that led to the positive test. And then even before this, we have the motorcycle accident twice, hiding that from the team, and the team finally finds that out, and that was why he was out for the majority of this year. And now the PED is going to take him out the rest of the year. But it's because he had to rehab the wrist injury he had from the motorcycle accident. So two for two right now, dude. Not good. It turns out that I inadvertently took a medication to treat ringworm that contained close to ball, Tatis said. I should have used the resources available to me in order to ensure that no banned substances were in what I took. I failed to do so. And it had to do with, like, he got, like, a fungus from a haircut. And then, like, he took, like, he bought, like, a hair cream that had close to ball in it, and it literally says it on the fucking label. Come on, dude. Anyway, back to the article. I want to apologize to team owner Peter Seidler, AJ Preller, the entire Padres organization, my teammates, Major League Baseball, and fans everywhere for my mistake. I have no excuse for my error, and I would never do anything to cheat or disrespect this game I love. I've taken countless drug tests throughout my professional career, including on March 29th, 2022, all of which had returned negative results until this test. Tatis will be on the restricted list for the final 48 games of the Padres' regular season. Any postseason games the Padres play this season will count toward Tatis' 80-game total. The remainder of the suspension will be served at the beginning of the 2023 season. I am completely devastated, Tatis said in the statement. There is nowhere else in the world I would rather be on the field competing with my teammates. After initially appealing this suspension, I have realized that my mistake was the cause of this result, and for that reason, I decided to start serving my suspension immediately. I look forward to rejoining my teammates on the field in 2023. A little bit more backstory on that. So serving it now. When he had the broken wrist problem and all that, covering it up, this PED suspension is now happening in August. Literally, he got the bike accident and that fungus in like late March and beginning of April. If you knew there was something wrong with it, because that is a bullshit excuse, it's literally on the label and you know better than that, you should have just came out then and served the suspension then. You now wait, you rehab your wrists all the way until now, then you publicly come out with it, or he doesn't, but the public and MLB finds out, then it gets reported, and now you're serving the ban now. Idiot move. Back to the article. Tatis was on minor league rehabilitation assignment at the time of the suspension after missing the first 4 months of the season because of a broken left wrist, the result of a motorcycle crash in December. Tatis didn't have surgery on the wrist until mid-March. Padres general manager Preller called the suspension very disappointing and said the team was hoping to see more maturity of its young star. False. He's somebody that from the organization's standpoint, we've invested time and money into, Preller told reporters. $350 mil over 14 years. Yes, plenty of money. When he's on the field, he's a difference maker. You have to learn from the situations. We were hoping that from the offseason to now, that there would be some maturity. And obviously with the news today, it's more of a pattern, and it's something that we've got to dig a bit more into. I'm sure he's very disappointed, but at the end of the day, it's one thing to say it. You've got to start showing by your actions, Preller added. I think what we need to get to is a point in time we trust him. Over the course of the last 6 or 7 months, there's been something that we haven't been really able to have there. I think from our standpoint, obviously he's a great talent. He's a guy we have a lot of history with and do believe in, but these things only work when there's trust both ways. Freddie Galvis and D. Strange Gordon are among the major leaguers previously suspended for using close to ball, an anabolic steroid that can be used for ophthalmological and dermatological use. It is also banned by the World Anti-Doping Agency, and Olympic gold medal winning cross-country skier Teresa Johag was suspended in 2016 after testing positive for it. So it's not just him. Shocked everybody, Padres star Manny Machado said at the suspension after a 10-5 win over the Washington Nationals. Preller said he found out about the ban late Friday afternoon. He said he hadn't spoken yet to Tatis, but had seen his player's statement. Again, that's his story, Preller said. I haven't had a chance to talk to him about it yet. Ultimately, that's his explanation. I think the biggest thing, just from our standpoint, from a baseball standpoint, there's a drug policy in place. He failed the drug screen for whatever reason. Ultimately, he's suspended and can't play. That's the biggest thing. That's a player's responsibility to make sure he's within compliance of that. He wasn't. Ultimately supportive of that and want to make sure he understands that. MLB said the suspension will also knock Tatis out of playing for the Dominican Republic in the World Baseball Classic. He's just getting fucked, man, completely. Tatis, 23, is one of the biggest stars in MLB, the centerpiece of multiple marketing campaigns, and in the second season of a 14-year, $340 million contract. After emerging as a star in his rookie season at 20, Tatis, a 6'3", 220-pound shortstop whose power, speed, and penchant for the spectacular won him legions of fans, finished fourth in the National League MVP voting in his sophomore campaign. Last year, he was even better, signing the record deal, finishing third in MVP voting, and solidifying himself as one of the game's finest players. The Padres collapsed down the stretch but held high hopes for 2022 after hiring Bob Melvin as their new manager. After Tatis' surgery, San Diego vowed to take his rehabilitation slowly and was teeming with anticipation of a lineup with Tatis leading off, new acquisition Juan Soto hitting second, and Machado third. Hearing that he's going to get suspended for 80 games and not be a part of what we're trying to accomplish here is something you don't want to hear about before a game and don't want to hear overall. It's just a terrible thing, Machado said. We are waiting to get him back and for him to be a spark plug. Added manager Bob Melvin, this is a blow for us. I'm glad we made the moves we did over the deadline. After the win Friday night over Washington, San Diego sits at 64-51 and holds a two-game lead over the Milwaukee Brewers for the final NL wildcard spot. The Padres' odds to win the World Series moved from 13-1 to 16-1 at Caesars Sportsbook following the news of the suspension. San Diego now has the fourth best odds to win the World Series among NL teams. The suspension will cost Tatis a maximum of $2.9 million. Like, that even fucking garners any attention. He will forfeit $1.5-something of his $5 million salary this year, covering the final 55 days and 48 games of the season. He will lose approximately $1.39 million of his $7 million salary for the first 32 games of the season. That doesn't mean shit. With the exact number to be determined by how many days he misses. In 273 career games, Tatis is hitting .292, .369, .596, with 81 home runs, 192 RBIs, and 52 stolen bases. Okay, people, so that's pretty much just like the bare minimum of like what happened, but now you can hear me typing. we're gonna get even deeper and the more juicy stuff is the teammates having their opinions on it, on Tatis' suspension, because they've been pretty vocal about it. So my gosh, there's been a bunch of guys that spoke on it. I gotta find it though, because this is from Bleacher Report, where Jerks and Profar said something. My gosh, I know that. Here we go. So this is from Call to the Pen, fan sided. Titled article: San Diego Padres teammates don't hold back on Fernando Tatis. So here's the beginning of the article. This is by Kevin Henry. So none of this is mine, just reading from the article. So with Tatis missing the start of the season after suffering a fractured wrist in the offseason, all eyes were on his rehab starts and when he might join the San Diego Padres and bring even more star power to a team that traded for Juan Soto, Josh Bell, Brandon Drury, and Josh Hader at the MLB trade deadline. However, with the suspension news that broke on Friday, plans for the Padres changed considerably. And those changes brought plenty of words from inside the San Diego clubhouse about Tatis and a likely need to change of focus from me to we. Those words include some thoughts from a pair of Padres pitchers. So here are two of it right here. Probably the most important ones. Mike Clevenger on Fernando Tatis Jr. It's the second time we've been disappointed with him, and you hope he grows up and learns from this and learns that it's about more than just him right now. Okay. Next, we have Joe Musgrove on Tatis Jr. He's a young kid. He's going to learn his lessons or whatnot. But ultimately, I think you got to start showing a little bit of remorse, and you got to start showing us that you're committed to it and you want to be here. Additionally, fellow infielder Manny Machado sent a reminder that the Padres have put themselves in a position for a postseason spot without Tatis and will just keep playing without him. He hasn't been a part of the team all year, Machado said in this USA Today article. We've gotten to this point so far without him. We were waiting for him to get back and hopefully for him to be a spark plug for the team. Tatis will have plenty of explaining to do to his teammates when he does make his return inside the clubhouse. Until then, it seems that the Padres are ready to move on without him, just like they have done all season. Okay, and then we have 14 hours ago. This is another article from Yahoo Sports by writer Ryan Young. So Tatis was supposed to meet with the team and discuss all this. So Fernando Tatis Jr. reportedly meets with Padres GM, will meet with teammates after suspension. So this is from yesterday at 10:22, so not too old. San Diego Padres star Tatis Jr. met with general manager AJ Preller on Thursday, and he's expected to speak with his teammates later this week following his 80-game suspension, according to ESPN's Alvin Gonzalez. Major League Baseball announced last week that Tatis tested positive. You all know that for the close-to-ball suspension, 80 games. Tatis will address his teammates for the first time since the suspension by the end of the week, according to ESPN, but nothing has been scheduled. Tatis has faced significant criticism since his suspension was announced, especially considering both his and his father's explanation. The dad's explanation is great. Oh, he took something for ringworm, and obviously he didn't look at the label, and that doesn't make him guilty or anything. Yeah, bullshit, dude. Okay. Tatis said he was careless and that he inadvertently took a medication to treat ringworm. A few days later, Tatis' father told reporters in the DR that his son had got the fungal infection on his neck from a haircut and then used a spray called Trofaball to treat it. Either way, Tatis won't be able to play again until next season. He's now tasked with trying to repair his relationship with his teammates, something it sounds like they're at least open to at this point. Sorry, quick little break. We just want to hear him be genuine and honest in here, Padres outfielder Will Meyer said Thursday via ESPN. What happens in here stays in here. As far as the trust being broken, I think that's obviously true in the respect of what happened, but that's not to say that from a teammate perspective, that can't be won back. He has 80 games and a full offseason break in between to get that done. He's our teammate still, and he's going to be in our clubhouse, so we're going to have to find a way to get on the same page and get past this, Joe Musgrove said via ESPN. I don't know what that's going to look like yet, but as the time comes, it'll be a little bit clearer. Yeah, that's really... My gosh, that's really it, folks. It's just a really painful... Not even a painful situation, but my God, just such a... fucking letdown is such just an absolute disappointment. And now we have the Padres, who have just absolutely sucked, truly since that suspension. They have just been absolutely terrible. So what was that, August 7th? So since August 7th, we've played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay. We've played 11 games since the announcing of that suspension. So we lost to the Dodgers, lost to the Giants. So 0 for 2. We beat the Giants, okay, 1 and 2. Beat the Giants, 2 for 2. Beat the Nationals, 3 and 2. Lost to the Nationals, 3 and 3. Beat the Nationals, 4 and 3. Lost to the Marlins, 4 and 4. Lost to the Marlins, 4 and 5. Beat the Marlins, 5 and 5. Lost to the Nationals last night, 5 and 6. So 5 and 6 in our last 11 games. Losing to the Nationals last night. The game is 1-1. Literally playing MLB's worst team this year. Bases loaded. Juan Soto, 7th inning, 0-2 count, strikes out. Literally cannot fucking have that. Oh, and hey, Josh Hader literally has had 2 appearances. Traded a lot for that guy at the deadline. 2 appearances this year in a Padres uniform. First appearance, he blows a save. We somehow come back and win the game next year innings. Last night, blows a save. We lose the game. Not even a save. Tie game, 1-1. Hits a guy, walks a guy. 2-run score. Or walks a guy home and then there's a sack fly. It's just pathetic. Yeah, as a Padre fan, I would be panicking. 66-55 right now. Second in the NL West. We're not even fucking close to the Dodgers. No chance. Literally no chance. Not going to happen. Offense has been absolutely terrible. And looking at the wild card positioning right now, just playing like shit. Playing like absolute shit. I literally don't know how they even think they're going to do, because it does not look good. It does not look good right now. Wildcard teams. We are the third wildcard team right now. We were second at one point. We have the Braves in first at the wildcard, 73-47. That is freaking crazy. Philadelphia, 65-52 in second place. And the Padres, 66-54. With the Brewers right behind us, a game out. And then San Francisco, five and a half games out. It's just the most stupid thing. It's just like last year. All these guys we get trade for arguably the best player in the league, Juan Soto, and then just nothing happening. Trade for Josh Bell. He was 0 for 24 until his first hit in Sunday's game against Miami. 0 for 24. The guy was hitting 305 at one point. He's now hitting like 280. Finally got a hit in Sunday's game. The only one that has been a slight positive for all the pickups we've had has been Brandon Drury. He's homered in like 3 games in like 10 games he's played for us, or however many games it's been since we've picked him up. Josh Hader, crap. Josh Bell, dog shit. Juan Soto, getting on base, not really wowing you. Really, he only has one home run, but the average has been going up, taking a bunch of walks, which is cool, but still. One run against the Nationals last night, dropping a series against Miami. Fucking offense is terrible, dude. Bats need to wake up, and the pitching's been fine. Darvish last night pitched 9 innings. Literally pitched into the 9th inning with like 2 outs left, and Melvin took him out. Pissed when Hader gave up the game. I think there's literally a clip on YouTube. You literally could go watch the highlights. You see Darvish visibly pissed. Pissed. Rightfully so, dude. What a freaking joke, man. Yeah, sorry. This was just basically a Padre episode because I'm a diehard fan and needed to get that off my chest, but yeah, oh boy. But for my D-backs, they were just in Frisco. Tied a 4-game series at 2 games apiece. Zach Gallen pitched last night. Had a freaking absolutely outstanding outing. Let me go to their Instagram page and just read off a fact that I saw that I thought was pretty incredible, because dude's been on a tear. Like, absolutely incredible. Let me read it real quick. So last 3 starts for Zach Gallen. 21.1 scoreless innings, 9 hits, 3 walks, and 26 strikeouts. And you have Merrill Kelly, who has an ERA under 3, and he's been absolutely dealing this year. So 2 solid guys. Hopefully they're able to retain them to keep some of that rotation intact, because I think a lot of the guys are going to be out of there. Christian Walker, 1 home run away from his career high. He's at 29 right now. Josh Rojas was at 17 consecutive stolen bases safely. Wasn't going to go for 18th. He got thrown out. Yeah, kind of a bummer. So tied Tim LaCastro for a franchise record with 17 straight consecutive stolen bases. Was going for 18, but like I said, got thrown out. And it's a bummer. But yeah, D-backs split a series with the Diamondbacks. I am working the game tonight. We're playing a 3-game series against St. Louis at Chase Field. Goldie's back in town since like God knows how long, so it's going to be an awesome game. We have Switchfoot night tonight, and then we have Mexican Heritage Nights tomorrow, and then just a basic Sunday afternoon game on Sunday. So yeah, looking forward to it. But yeah, thank you all for checking in on this episode of Ball with Tyler Todd, and I'll see you next week. Later.